For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with our meteorologist, Alan Archer. How are you today?
Good, Samantha.
Good. So, the biggest news in our area today is that we are under an enhanced risk for severe weather. Can you tell us what that means?
Sure. There's a cold front coming through about 5 o'clock this afternoon, and between 3 and 5 is when the most likely chance of severe storms will develop. We do have showers and thundershowers on radar now here in Illinois and neighboring Indiana. But as the day wears on and as the cold front sharpens and moves in late afternoon, that's when our best chance of severe weather will occur. So we don't have any watches or warnings in effect now, but between especially 3 and 5, there will be the possibility of a risk of severe weather, which may include large hail and damaging thunderstorm winds. This will be coming in from the west, will end by around 5 o'clock, which time the cold front moves through. Samantha?
So because we do have the potential for severe weather today, what threats are the biggest ones being looked at for our area at this time?
Well, the risk basically is towards late afternoon. Not necessarily tornadic activity, although there is a possibility that some of the storms could be tornado and producing, but right now it looks like moisture levels, wind levels are such that the thunderstorms are most likely to produce hail and some damaging thunderstorm winds. So if you see that western part of the sky grow dark and threatening, especially after 3 o'clock and until 5 o'clock, which time the cold front should cross I-57, then be ready to move to a place of safety. The system has not had a history of producing severe weather. However, with the cold front intensifying this afternoon here into Illinois, the further on through the afternoon we go, the better the chance for storms producing severe weather becomes. Samantha?
So what tips do you have for our listeners as far as getting prepared for this weather should it turn severe?
Well, right now it looks like coming in from the west, it's a risk of hail and damaging thunderstorm wind. So if you're at home, just be aware that there is a risk of severe weather mid to late afternoon. Might want to keep an eye out to the west. If you're out around driving and you see that western part of the sky go dark and threatening, then it may be a good idea to seek a shelter in a reinforced location. And, of course, should any warnings be issued, then, of course, we'll let you know immediately.
All right. Thank you for talking with me today, Alan.
Anytime, Samantha. We'll keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.